Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
All right, good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So today, I'm actually pretty stoked here, guys. Usually you guys hear me getting excited about a lot of my co-hosts I bring on. This is actually something really, really cool because you've heard a lot about Vinny Todorich. He's been on the show many, many times now from the Fitness Confidential podcast. I learned about this gentleman and some really, really amazing, super, super healthy, ridiculously amazing nuts. I don't know if that could become a future commercial or not. Anyway, this stuff is ridiculous. It comes from the Philippines. I'm going to let him tell you guys more about it. It is probably, if it's not already ranked this way, it's got to be the healthiest nut on the planet. I've got tons of samples here. I've been eating them. I've already put a big order in. That just arrived. I mean, this stuff is paleo-friendly, keto-friendly, keto-certified, actually, too. Their company or organization is actually basically called the Hunter-Gatherer. I want to talk more about that, too. And their website is eatpillynuts.com. So without further ado, Jason Thomas, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man? How are you?
Dude, we've already been talking like for a couple of minutes, and we're wasting all that valuable content and knowledge. I'm like, we got to get this thing fired up. So for our listeners, real quick, you and I literally just rewind here, connected on a couple different subjects. You and I have a commonality on CrossFit. You and I have a commonality of the mountain life. You're from Oregon. Obviously,
I'm
my
from
old
Alaska,
firefighter.
But I'm living out here in Oregon now.
Sorry, yeah. Alaska yeah. to Oregon yeah. to experience yeah. in the Philippines, which we're going to talk more about too, I'm guessing. So, hey, man, like, this is pretty cool. I love connecting and just common ground here. And as I already hinted, I don't edit anything. So whatever passion comes out today, let's just roll with it. And as we hinted for our listeners, and actually YouTube listeners right behind me, there's your Eat Pilly Nuts, okay? Yeah, so for our video guys, this is their... Actually, until your samples you sent me, I didn't even get to try the spicy chili. So I was really happy to order these spicy chilies. Right and on. Then I literally ordered a bulk bag of... Hold on a second. I got to show this stuff. This is already great podcasting already. I'm already walking away from the microphone. Look at the size of this. These guys sell like bulk bags of the pili nuts. So I went bulk, obviously, on the salted Himalayan with the coconut oil because it's like, dude, those are
legit.
That's
the one everybody loves. Yeah, that's the one everybody loves.
But you were just telling me about a new flavor.
Yeah, so we've got turmeric and black pepper, and that's actually on the website now, but we've got that coming out in small bags as well. We got it in bulk, but turmeric and black pepper, and then we've also got raw cacao with a touch of coconut sugar. It's not 100% keto because there's a little bit of coconut
sugar.
See,
that's the I looked at that. I did see that when I did this order. And again, so real quick, before we get distracted by the sugar piece, actually, I think this is a great point to pause and explain that whole Paleolithic thing, right? So even you guys are breaking some of the confines of the paleo world because you still have to adapt to your consumer market a little bit. Can you explain a little bit about why you guys decided to go with a formulation like that for a super healthy nut?
Yeah, everybody was asking for it. So we said, let's try it. And we tried it with just the raw cacao dusted on there.
It's a little bitter.
Yeah, it just wasn't that good. And we added just a touch of coconut palm sugar. We didn't put a bunch in there, but, it's enough just to sweeten it up a little bit.
Okay.
And I'm sort of into the keto low carb thing. And, but so many people wanted it that we thought we'd just offer it and see if people want, you know, we're just trying to make people happy more than anything.
Well, and again, it's about what the customer is always wanting and what the customer is always right, so to speak. At the same point, you guys technically, I don't know if you've ever thought about it this way from a business perspective, but it's like you guys also have a responsibility to guide your consumer base the right direction too, right? So
true. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, we'd like to, honestly, the keto paleo crowd kind of pays our bills and we want to make them happy, but we also have all kinds of people asking for the chocolate. And we may actually team up with a Peruvian company and do just a chocolate coated pili nut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we'll again,
just,
the big
dark chocolate.
One thing that I've found is like I'm not a huge sweets guy. Like I never was.
I'm not either.
So going paleo and then moving into the ketogenic studies and the ketogenic lifestyle wasn't that hard for me. Obviously, a lot of our listeners, they might be still brain hooked on the high of the sugar, one of the most addicting things on the planet. Yeah. This is actually a good spot here too. How would you explain to a listener right now about the keto lifestyle? Like, again, I've already had doctors on the show, so don't worry about getting all scientific, but you just being a consumer, man, and somebody living that lifestyle, like why tie this to a keto certified product, you know, all that? Like, why is that such a focus?
honestly, for me, it's more about not bullshitting the consumers. We've got a whole society of people that are pushing this crap food on everybody. Mm. And it's not
so
much
about our manufactured crap that's on the shelf in the grocery store.
Exactly. It's not so much about the being 100% ketogenic or staying in ketosis all the time. I think it's more about the just giving an honest product to people and not trying to trick them with cheap corn, soy, sugar crap. You know, it's a good quality food.
Yeah. No soy. Thank you.
Yeah. Tell me about it. But
that
so
does not belong in the body.
But we're also the paleo keto aspect of it is great, but it starts basically with just a real food, you know, something that's real, no bullshit, no trying to trick anybody. And that's kind of how it all starts. I just lost you, man.
Oh yeah. So I'm bringing up your site here for our YouTube peeps, you know? Right, so, hey guys, like again, eatpillynuts.com. And again, I'm literally a new consumer, guys. Like usually I wait a little while, but to promote a product, and he's not paying me to do this, by the way, but it's like, dude, it's a freaking nut. Okay. I don't need to worry about analysis and product, you know, has it been tested by a college or a science team? It's a freaking nut. Okay. You really can't mess that up.
Exactly. We did send some down to some scientists in Florida. They're actually testing them on rats right now.
Oh, really? Why now? Yeah. Why is that? Are you guys looking to see it? How the obviously because this has got a super super high healthy dose of fats, which is again we're trying to re-educate the consumer base about really 20 years of just incorrect education on healthy fat sources. So is that something that they're testing for, or what?
Exactly. No. So I was down at the keto conference in Florida. What's the name of it? Epigenics.
Yeah, Epigenics. Yeah,
yeah. And I met some folks down there, and I said I'd love to get you guys. Some peeling nuts to try out, and they're like, yeah, and we'd love to give them to, you know, they're doing a bunch of studies with cancer and all kinds of stuff with the ketogenic diet, and I said, yeah, I'll get you guys some and we can feed them to the rats and see how they do on the diet.
Well, man, I can tell you, God, I've had, I don't know if you've heard of it, well, obviously we were just talking before we started recording the show here. This morning's episode was Dr. Wolfson, the paleo cardiologist. So I can't wait to get you guys hooked up, because nice. he was talking about towards the end of the episode, episode 70, he was talking about the epigenetics, right? That's something that they talk about in their practice out of Arizona with him and his wife, who's he's a DO cardiologist. She's a DC, doctor of chiropractic. So you're mixing the medical, you know, the hardcore medical school world with the more natural wellness world, and it's pretty powerful what they're doing with their brand. It's what's called, their brand is the Doctors Wolfson, because nice. they're married. But the yep. point here is that I've had other doctors on too, man. Like for example, a biochemist PhD researcher, Dr. Sylvia Tara, she released a new book this year called The Secret Life of Fat, and educating people that it is a required component of the body. Like our fat cells Absolutely. Are literally an organ. So are you filling your fat cells with toxicity and manufactured chemicals and crap, or are they basically in a state of normal utilization where they're detoxified and your body is just cycling and fuel. It's fat adapted and your fat is fuel, dude. Fat is real fuel. People are like, oh man, I get done with a workout, I need a sugar spike. I'm like, no, you don't. Like, stop being the Rice Krispie treat. I coach CrossFit, dude. We and I were talking about this. It pisses me off at a competition that I'm judging and I turn around and I see one of my athletes pulling out a freaking Rice Krispie treat because they got to reestablish their sugars. I'm like, first of all, it's a Rice Krispie treat, dude. Like, that, it's manufactured marshmallow, and I don't even want to get into it.
Well, man, we're so trained. We're so brainwashed in the whole thing.
But again, yeah, fat is fuel.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and we could talk about it after, but, you know, I spent a lot of time in the north of Alaska and that whole I was born in Barrow, Alaska, which is up in Eskimo Village.
Yeah.
They have like the most amazing diet in the world. They're eating whale and seal and meat. And
what is the indigenous culture? What do we call that?
Inupiat.
Yeah. So
Inupiat Eskimo.
Very, very rich on literally mammals from the sea,
pure
you
fat,
know, they're fat, right?
Fat.
And but pure it's fat. It's pure old school, just like the Native American tribes down here in this country, where the indigenous tribes, where they're fueling themselves off of, you know, organ meat and healthy fats from actual fat tissue. And again, be clear, the fat tissue you're consuming from the animal, what is in that fat tissue, right? If it's coming from one of our farms of manufactured GMO chemical riddled grain, that's not going to be a healthy source of fat. I think that's an important clarifier.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, they have the perfect diet. The problem is up there is that they're also, they're eating, you know, whale blubber, and then they're eating a cheeseburger and chips afterwards.
So. Well, yeah, because our culture, or really, yeah, our continental U.S. culture, so to speak, from coast to coast here, Cali to Jersey, so to speak, our practices here, again, Alaska is a part of the United States of America. Yeah. So unfortunately, yeah, it spreads everywhere, man. Like, there's culture up there and we're part of this country. Let's go ahead and build another fast food restaurant.
Dude, we've spread it all over the world.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, we're not just destroying the health in our country. Let's go ahead and really impact and teach our American way of life to other countries.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's crazy. It is crazy.
I mean, there's so many angles we can go with here, and I'm loving this because I could talk about this all day. Let's help the listeners understand, man. Pili nuts. Right? What took you to Philippines, man?
It's kind of a long story, but this comes back to CrossFit too. So I used to be really, I climbed mountains for a long time. I was a mountain guide.
You said you're a big mountain guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Mostly high altitude guiding. And,
nice. I've done a few 14ers, my friend.
Right on. Yeah. Whereabouts in Colorado?
Yeah. After I did the 2 years of Hotshot Life based out of Arizona, I got a taste of Flagstaff, and then we did a fire in Boulder, and I was like, dude, Colorado's amazing. So then I moved there in 2012, and the first week I was there, my roommates were both mountaineers.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. So my rock climbing skills shot through the roof because I lived in Golden, and it was ridiculous. Nice. And then the ski season was just coming to an end, so the resorts were closing. And my buddy's like, you know these guys. My one buddy is a skier like I am. The other buddy is a hardcore backcountry split board skier where you can take your snowboard apart and A-frame it and hike it. Exactly. So he's like, hey, man, we're gonna go drop in on a glacier up in Rocky Mountain National Park. You want to go? And I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. I've never been in the backcountry. That was a wake-up call because I'd only been in Colorado for like a week or so after coming back from Pennsylvania, where I'm from. So my acclimation was, I stopped in Texas and did a Leadville qualifier race, a mountain bike racing. So that was like a 60-mile mountain bike race. And there was no altitude. Yeah, I take care of myself. So I was like, all right, dude, I'll go up there. I got my ass handed to me, man. Once we went above 10,000, like the local Boulder boys that are all have like their GoPros on because they're trying to get sponsored, they just pull ahead on the hike. And I was like, and I'm competitive, and I'm like, what the hell? So I have legit respect for anybody who's ever done high altitude training, hell, guiding people, man. Like, you were living in it. So
yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. But so anyway, I got, long story, I ended up in California with a little break. I had no outlet, so I got into CrossFit. I got really into CrossFit, and I was, so got into CrossFit, injured myself, separated my shoulder in a bicycle accident, and then went back into the gym, blew and tried to go right back to my old routine in CrossFit and got a horrible case of rhabdo.
Yeah. You briefly brought that up. And for our listeners, I'm passionate about CrossFit. Guys, rhabdo, official rhabdo, my girlfriend's a horse vet, so I know about this. It is very, very rare. Rhabdo is from something like, you got to be really freaking jacked up in so many other ways in your life to even trigger that level of rhabdomyolysis. And again, even my girlfriend says, she's like, you know how rare that is in a thoroughbred level of a horse? But again, we're talking about thoroughbreds. So I don't know if it was like, were you training at that elite of a level, or was just, there was a lot of other variables?
I could go. All right. So there's two, I think there's two people that get rhabdo, the ultra unfit and the ultra fit.
Okay.
One of the two. So I was really, really fit. And I hadn't used my upper body in six weeks.
Because you were doing high altitude training and hiking your ass off.
No. Because I'd separated my shoulder.
Oh.
And I got back into the gym and just went right back into what I was normally doing.
Ooh.
And,
so life lesson there.
Destroyed myself.
Be patient. Build up. That's like when we get new people in CrossFit too all the time, and it's like, guys, like I don't care whether you're doing HIIT, you know, high intensity interval training, whether you're doing like the basic 24-hour fitness, whether you're doing CrossFit, whether you're doing, hell, you're new to the military, dude.
You got to go easy.
You got to go easy. Like the first 2 weeks of our fire season every year, we were doing two-a-days with no days off. But obviously those two-a-days would scale. And our base in Arizona was at 5,000 feet, and then our rim around us was 7,000. So they built us into the high altitude training. Like, they didn't just, I mean, yeah, we were supposed to be badass hotshots, but it's like, we didn't just come right out and just start handing it to us. They had to make sure they didn't kill us.
You know, I think you see rhabdo in the military as well.
Oh, yeah.
New, new recruits, stuff, you know, they push the guys that are really unfit and they get pushed a little too hard. You might see a case of rhabdo or two.
Yeah. I mean, I would expect to see that in anybody who went in with like barely any training and then tried to go become a SEAL. Like,
but it's the other way. It's the other way around too. You get the sort of the SEAL type of mentality and they go in and someone throws a new workout on them and they just kill the workout, but they kill themselves.
And yeah. And let's be real, to be truthful, rhabdomyolysis is very dangerous. It's like you got hospitalized, man. I mean, that's
I was in hospital for 6 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never been the same actually since that.
And that's what I've heard about too. It takes a long time to rebuild the body. I truly believe that even at the genetic level from people that I've had on my show, they've said, dude, the genetics are reprogrammable. Tissue is healable. I mean, admittedly, I've had my shoulder rebuilt twice from ski crashes. So, like, I've been there, done that. As long as you don't have to cut the body open, usually you can start rebuilding things. So, I believe that eventually you can – it depends on where you're at with your life right now. You're trying to grow a business, so it's a whole different level of commitment now.
Totally different. But anyway, so to go back to that story, I ended up getting really into kite surfing.
Yeah.
And so I started teaching kite surfing. I went to Brazil. I went to the Caribbean. And then I was traveling with my ex-girlfriend and we were in Asia and kite surfing over there. And someone told me about this place in Asia that has, it's called Kingfisher Resorts, this amazing place in the north of the Philippines that nobody goes to, no one's ever heard of. It's got huge waves and good wind. I ended up there.
First of all, it just sounds freaking amazing.
So, oh, it's amazing.
As an adrenaline junkie, I'm like,
yeah, check it out. Like, yeah, it's amazing. And so I ended up there. I found this peely nut. I tried it. And that's how the story begins. I brought 15 or 20 pounds, I think, back to the U.S.
Well, I made I read some of this from other appearances you've had, and I've heard of this. But real quick, I want to pause you because what was that initial reaction the very first time you tasted that nut? Like, was it, did you just notice like, wow, man, this is a whole different level of nutrients? Like, what was the trigger point for you?
No. So I was looking at a grocery store. It's the same stuff in the Philippines. There's all kinds of processed crap food. Mm-hmm. I was at the grocery store and I saw this bag of peely nuts and there was only a couple ingredients. And I was like, wow.
And were they finished like yours? Like they're all shucked? They're all shucked or were they raw?
They were finished, but they do them totally different. They fry them and they sugarcoat them. They sugarcoat them.
Because they put sugar on everything, man.
They put and they fry everything too. But we found some with, they were just spiced or something. I can't remember. Anyway, I put a whole new twist on it. And that's what it's making people really enjoy.
Well, you can't go wrong with salt, especially a Himalayan salt. Like for the longest time, we've been really preaching sea salt. And I've even dug into that. And now I'm basically saying like, listen, man, sea salt, yeah, but Himalayan, whole different level of healthy salts because of the nutrient density or the minerals. Yeah. Is it magnesium?
In the Himalayan salt?
Yes, Himalayan salt.
There's all kinds of trace minerals.
Trace minerals, yeah.
Yeah, all kinds of trace stuff. But the peely nuts have the highest magnesium of any on the planet.
Which is why you and Vinny were geeking out about it because he came out with the purest magnesium supplement that I've ever seen. Right. Which is still, I use it. I actually, and I were chatting earlier, like I'm an isogenic nutrition guy, but I use Pure Vitamin Club, man. I have his magnesium supplement. It's amazing.
Yeah. No, it's great. And if people are looking for it in a food source, peely nuts is a great way to do it.
Oh, you can't go wrong, man. They're great nuts.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw the statement out here right now. Dude, I love your nuts.
Everybody does. I hear that a lot.
Oh, man. You had to have guessed that when you started this business. You're like, everybody's going to start saying they love my nuts. So,
you know, it's funny. Everybody can say it, but if I say it, it's not funny at all. So I just let other people say it.
Oh man. So clearly you're at the store, you notice they're doing it wrong. You know, you love the nut, you know, you could probably do something better that right there, by the way, I love these stories because that's that little light bulb that's going off as an entrepreneur. It's like, wait a minute, I can do this better, healthier. And I have a market for this, right?
I didn't have a market. No. So I looked up, I researched who's selling these in the US. There was a company or two selling them and all they were selling was the raw ones. Now, the raw ones are okay, but they're not, they're good, but they're just not the kind of thing you can snack on a regular basis.
It's going to limit your audience. Yeah. Like people, admittedly, we're spoiled. Like I'm trying to convince people to eat more raw nuts, right?
Yeah.
But everybody wants them roasted. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But ours are sprouted. So they're cooked at a really low temperature. So.
Okay. Oh yeah. Real quick on that. I'm newer to the sprouted crap because again, I'm living grain. I'm NSNG like Vinny teaches, no sugars, no grains.
Smart.
But everybody's all about sprouted this and sprouted that. Real clear, we're not talking about sprouted grains. We're talking about you sprouting the nut. But the process is the same, right? You're basically being more patient and cooking them at a lower temperature and letting them bloom, or what?
Yeah, essentially. So you're making it more bioactive. For you. It's easier for your body to digest.
Well, yes, because, so real quick, I think I'm going to connect on a scientific level, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, because this is how my brain works, and I got to do this. All right, I learned about proteins and denaturing versus undenaturing. Have you heard this term?
I know the term, but I don't know much about it.
Long story short, so that's why I love Isagenix, right? All their proteins are cooked in a high pressurized environment in a very, very low temperature. You said the word bioactive. They refer to the fact that basically you're keeping all the natural enzymes alive and still current, because most protein companies are just raping the milk.
Killing it.
And they strip, all they want is the whey, but you don't realize that whey is what all these people are allergic to, all these side effects of whey and milk and everything else, because it's been overly processed. And the natural enzymes that occur that your body needs to help break it down aren't there. So they tell you want to source it as an undenatured process. So lower heat, more patience and time. And in their example, they're doing a high pressurized environment. So what I'm hearing from you is sprouting, different term, but I'm hearing more patience and cooking at a lower temperature to keep the natural stuff.
Enzymes alive.
Yeah. Boom.
Exactly. And that's what the whole process. And that's what, you know, I just saw somebody was just talking about that yesterday, but the, you know, the cheese and stuff we're eating, it's just dead. It's so cooked. It's so pasteurized.
There's And the funny thing is, so again, paleo world, oh no, no dairy, no cheese. Vinny Tortorich world, listen, man, if you're sourcing, like, he's all about, I mean, it's, you know, Vinny, man, he's a crazy ultra cyclist. His girlfriend, ex James Bond, you know, model actress, is an ultra runner. I know, right? Like, we talk about that on one of his last episodes. He's like, I don't know how I got that. But the point there is, you know, they're doing ultra level stuff. And he's saying, listen, man, I'll go out on a run or a bike. I take a little shot glass of the Villa Capelli olive oil that he and I promote, or I'll take, you know, some quality Italian meats, or he actually refers to hard cheeses. Like, again, goes back to this. How are we sourcing our food? And there's definitely different levels of, oh, cheese is not all the same, is what you're saying.
Absolutely not. No way.
Yeah. Now, because you're a paleo keto business, are you hardcore paleo, or are you a cheese guy?
No, I like cheese, man. I love cheese.
I love cheese too. So, my girlfriend,
I love it.
Wine and cheese? Come on. We're going to a winery tomorrow night for a dinner, and you know there's going to be cheese there.
Exactly. Where's the winery?
Here in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Cool. Yeah, we have a lot of wineries around here. I just don't like a lot of East Coast wine, but these guys are mixing in a grape source from the West Coast. So that'll you said you're from Oregon. Holy crap, man. Your Pinot Noir is up there? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You guys are spoiled.
It's growing up here too. The whole winery business is getting huge.
Yeah. But back to the point.
Yeah.
Cheese is overly processed. Whey proteins are overly processed. And you can over roast a nut.
Absolutely. You can fry the hell out of it. You can add a bunch. And that's another thing that, you know, people are used to getting nuts that are just MSG. They're fried. They're roasted to hell. And
why the hell the MSG, man? Like, we're all about no MSG in the Chinese world, but it's like Chinese restaurants. But I'm like, who the hell thought about putting MSG on a freaking nut?
Take a look at half the nuts in the grocery store of MSG on them.
No.
Absolutely, man.
I thought MSG is a big no-no nowadays, because they were trying, you know, don't go to the Chinese restaurants because of MSG. I thought we were pushing that out. So FDA still hasn't cracked that down yet either?
Absolutely not, man. Absolutely not. No.
So I just learned something new today.
No, it's all over nuts, man. Check it out. You'll see if you take a quick look.
Admittedly, I don't buy my nuts from there. I go to a local all-natural nutrition store.
Well, there you go.
And they source all their nuts. They roast them themselves, but I actually buy raw nuts. I buy raw macadamia, raw almonds to spoil myself. I'll mix in a couple other nuts, but those are really the better source. But now, of course,
they're almost as good as peely nuts, aren't they?
No, not really, actually, because yours are kicking ass. Because
I know, man. They're so rich.
I don't mind yours because of your sprouting process. Because you guys help now, because I'm going to redo my, I have my own mastered nut mix, if you want to call it that way. But I have a certain assortment that I like. So now I want to basically, that's why I bought the bulk bag, because I'm going to
mix it in there.
I'm going to break out my big bowl. I have a big bamboo bowl that I do my nut mixing in. I'm going to dump everything in there tonight and cycle yours in, because everything else is naked and yours have some seasoning. So yours is going to add a little more fun to my mix, and I'm not going to feel guilty about it, because it's not an overly roasted crappy nut. I had the nice rich fat you know, bioavailable raw nuts in there, and yours because they're sprouted.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about bringing down the nut value.
Well, technically, they're probably better health-wise. They're easier to digest than the raw ones. They're better for you than the actual raw. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm not a scientist, and I probably shouldn't make huge claims like that.
That's why you guys have those scientist guys down in Florida playing with it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let them back that stuff up.
Exactly.
Admittedly, I would love to volunteer. I think that, you know, rats aren't human beings. I know they got got to be careful. I'll be a human dude.
We'll
go
send
ahead,
you
man.
10 pounds a month, man.
I'll go down there. Dude, pump me full of pili nuts, and right. Let's get some legitimate human studies back on this. So
yeah.
Rat studies only go so far.
Well, cool, but no, it's an amazing product. We talked about it before. There really wasn't a market when I looked into it. Nobody knew what a pili nut was. 99, and most people don't. 99% of the people that are listening to this show aren't even gonna know what.
My last couple of posts, one was on Facebook, a couple were on Instagram. I had a couple different people that here locally actually that follow me, and one of them was from the Philippines.
They
two
know.
Other had been to the Philippines, and they're like, dude, I've had pili nuts. I'm like, you haven't had these.
It's true. There's no pili nuts like these. We actually do it totally different than everybody else. And there's all kinds of people trying to sell them, but they're just not like ours, which is great.
Well, again, there's a quality difference there. And
big quality difference.
A lot of people are afraid of competition, not to go all business on this, but people, I tell people all the time, you look at the founding of this country, the founding of good old economics and business and everything else, like supply, demand, like you don't need to please everybody. You need to do is you got to niche your business. You got to determine your target audience. You guys have, right? Paleo and keto is a growing market. People are awakening themselves with healthy resources or educational resources like this podcast, or a bigger show like Vinny's show.
Yeah.
And the point is we're just putting the knowledge out there. And then it's up to the consumer to educate themselves and or listen and maybe take the next steps. And that's why I wanted to bring you on this show as well, because, dude, most, like you just said, most people have no clue what the hell a pili nut is. So let's educate them.
Yeah. So that's basically what, you know, I started just going up and down the West Coast, and sleeping in the back of my truck, doing demos at stores.
There you go.
And people would come in and go, what the heck is this? And, or they would walk by and go, oh, pine nuts. Cool. I go, no. It's a tree nut from the Philippines.
Real quick, no joke. So my client, I was at her office earlier before I got back for our call today. And I told you briefly, I'm like, oh yeah, I just gave out some samples, you know? And she's like, these are really good. And she likes spicy things. So she's like, these are amazing. And she's like, I like how there's like a little sweetness to them too, but it's a natural sweetness, not a sugar. I'm like, good, you're getting it. Her palate is good.
Yeah.
And then her phone rings. She gets on the phone, like, I guess it was somebody she knew, and like they were asking how she's doing. She's like, oh yeah. She's like, I'm just eating some of Scott's pine nuts. And I'm like, it's not a pine nut, it's a pili nut.
Exactly.
Say it right.
People see the pea and then the nuts, and they're like, oh cool, pine nuts. No, I've had them before.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. And they keep walking away, and I get it in their hand.
Don't
and
get me wrong. I love to saute a little pine nuts in my olive oil, really get that flavor infusion depending on what I'm making. This is not.
I do too.
Yeah,
but you know another thing with pine nuts is that they're importing them from China, man. Mm. And a lot of them are coming from China now. So.
Yeah, and again, what? No offense on China, but you guys, we saw the Olympics. We saw what your air looks like before and after the Olympics, guys. Like, you're not a very clean country.
Exactly, and they're spraying the shit out of everything.
And even in let's be real, the Philippines. So after I found your nuts, I was doing some research.
Yep.
And like you said, there's some competition popping up.
Yeah,
or there
absolutely.
Already was.
There was some already, yeah.
And let's be real.
But we just did a better job.
I learned from you and some of my studies that now there's actually really some time and money being invested in factory farming versions of this. That's very unfortunate.
Absolutely, yeah.
You're still sourcing these naturally from, like, literally you have to go out there and pick them and, like, get them, like, right? Or how's that work?
It's pretty cool. People kind of go out and just, people go out into the trees and take them out of the trees, knock them out of the trees, and then literally fill a sack, bring it to a trader. Trader buys it from them for a little bit of money, and they take off the fruit and they sell it with the shell.
Okay. So real quick, what is the fruit used for?
It's, you can feed it to pigs. It's edible. It's actually really good.
So there's no waste happening here is what I'm hearing.
No.
Okay.
The actual shell gets used as charcoal. They sell it. They get a couple, you know, a few cents a kilo for it.
Oh, so they dry it out.
Shell, yeah. The actual, no, the, so, let's go back just a little
the
bit.
The shell is dry already.
Right. There's a fruit. Okay. There's a fruit and then on top of it. Then there's a shell. I probably have one around here somewhere. Hey, cool. Well,
I saw pictures of them.
Yeah.
But
and then,
yeah.
Then you open it up and you get the nut on the inside. But so the fruit is used for, you can eat it, but you have to eat it within like a day or two. It's crazy.
Oh, it goes bad pretty quick?
It goes bad really quick. It almost looks like an avocado. It's really good. It's really earthy. It's got a great taste.
And actually, since we've added video, keep going. I'm going to share my screen for the YouTube people so they can see some pictures on Google of what a pili nut looks like.
There you go. That's it right there. There's the shell. There, if you look right in the middle, you see the dark
the black
colored
one?
Exactly. That's the pili.
It looks like an olive.
That's when it's ripe and ready to harvest right
okay.
there.
Yeah. So it looks like an olive. That's pretty cool. Oh, there you go. Here's your guy.
Much bigger. Check it out. There's a nut. There's a hard shell. Nut.
Wow. So that's after they took off that black ripened fruit?
So yeah, you take that black ripened fruit off. So
hold on. Let me stop sharing. Boom. All right. Let's show that again.
It starts off green.
There you go.
And then it turns that black color you see in there. And then you get this nut on the inside. Then they open this one by one with a machete. All done by hand.
Damn.
Yeah.
So there's no way to really machine. I'm sure somebody will eventually find a way to machine this process.
For sure there will. But there is a little machine that, you know, one by one, but it's actually faster to do it. The guys are so fast with the machete. It's incredible to watch.
Well, again, it's in their culture. They've been eating these things for years. So.
And there you go. There's a green one.
Yeah. So I wanted to bring this up. It's still low. There we go.
There you go.
So
that's a green
rough
one.
Idea. What is that like? 2 inches long, an inch wide, or bigger?
Small avocado.
Okay. Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because, okay. You know, there's the nut that's on the inside of that.
Yeah, we'll go back to that. Because, again, to our YouTube listeners, they only see when you're talking.
Wow, okay.
There we go. Let's see that nut again you were showing.
That's about an average size one, too.
Cool.
But, yeah, so that shell comes up. Then you get – so this shell actually gets used as charcoal. They cook with it.
All right. So now that's what's left, or there's still a nut in that.
So right. Once we open this up, we get one nut out of there. We get one nut.
And then you kind of shave them because like they're like little slivers inside
the
packaging.
Well, so we soak them. There's a skin on it called a testa, and we soak them for overnight, 8 or 10 hours. That's part of the sprouting process. And we take this brown skin off, and then that's where you see that nice, clean, peely nut on the inside.
Okay. So it only takes about 8 to 10 hours.
Yeah, we soak them for overnight, 8 to 10, maybe up to 12 hours.
Oh, here's what I was looking for. Let me share this screen. A little cutaway.
There you go. Yeah. So you can see that brown skin on there.
Yeah.
Yep. That fruit's actually really good.
You eat that raw or do you saute it?
Like you raw it. They might boil it just for like just a minute or so.
Is that just for tenderness or like to bring down some of the acidity or?
No, I think it's just for tenderness. It makes it a little more palatable, a little easier to eat, easier to chew.
I love this video system. I can interact with you and share stuff.
Yeah, it's very cool.
This will be a great YouTube video for you.
Right on. Yeah, we need to do some more YouTube stuff. We really want to do more stuff with that.
Yes, as a marketer. Yes.
Yeah,
let me give you free advice.
No, believe me. Here, while we're...
Yeah, this is pretty powerful stuff, man. I mean, it is.
So while I got you here, check it out. There's an actual raw nut.
Wow.
So you chop this with a machete. You get that on the inside.
Okay.
Then you take this skin off and you got the nut.
There it is. And this is before you've sprouted it.
Before I've sprouted it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that raw nut, you could technically eat it as is, but it's probably pretty,
absolutely.
Is it probably pretty bland or do you actually taste
They're
that rich
good.
Fatness?
They're pretty good. I won't. They're good. They're actually really good. They're just not as. It's not the kind of thing where me personally, I just couldn't sit and eat a whole bunch of them. I can eat a few.
Yeah,
they're great though.
Real quick on that, because they are so good. The first time I had, you sent me a couple sample bags a few weeks back before I did my big order, and I was like, I just downed the whole bag. And then I finally flipped it over and read it, which I usually I'm very big advocate about reading your labels, and I think that's actually okay, right? It is one bag is one serving. Is that
It's weird. It's crazy. So we've got this. We have somebody that did it, a professional service that did the whole nutrition label for us on the back.
While I'm talking, I will bring this up on camera. There we go.
One serving is I think it says 30 grams on there. And that's actually 52 grams. And we asked the lady that did it for us over and over again, like, if it's 2 gram, if it's 2 servings.
Yeah, it says serving size 1/4 cup, 30 grams.
Yeah, but it's actually 52 grams. So it's actually
on the front of the bag, but that's including your moisture thingy.
No. We add that in after. You're getting that's 52 grams of actual nuts. The moisture bag is added on afterwards.
So yeah, why did she do that?
Maybe the new FDA regulations are changing it this year.
Well, because this is FDA regulated. Once you put it on a label like this, you guys are held accountable to the FDA.
And that's she's the pro. We had it different. We had it 1.75 servings before, or whatever it was.
Huh.
And yeah, it's weird.
Well, and admittedly, my first feedback when I first got your bags was, and I know this increases your cost of manufacturing, but obviously Ziploc bag, right? Put a Ziploc in the top of it. So if you're snacking a little bit, but admittedly, and even this serving size, some people might stop and go back. So like I was on my road trip yesterday coming back from Rochester, New York. So I had a 4.5 hour drive. So I totally crushed, obviously, a bag of these. But then to kind of spread it out over the ride, because I just love them, I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to eat it. And then I just tucked it down in the door pocket of my door.
Yeah.
Which is where I keep my other inventory of nuts as well. I've got this is like, for our listeners and watchers, this is your tip for road warrior nutrition, as I like to call it. But I found an old, actually one of the old nut companies off of the shelf in the grocery store. I don't know if it was Blue Diamond or who it was. They used to sell these, like, there's like a vertical green rounded
MSG.
Nut container.
MSG.
Right. MSG. Yeah. But so I went to the store. I bought the container. I threw the nuts out because they tasted like ass.
Nah,
took the label off, but it fits a cup holder perfectly.
There you go.
And I've had that since I was firefighting in Arizona.
Nice.
So that's a 7-year-old container, and it's going great. And they actually stopped using that packaging, so I don't want to lose it. So because it's perfect, but that's what I put all my nuts in. So
right on.
Yeah.
Well, so the Ziploc thing, we just had this conversation. So I started initially with Ziplocs on the bags, and then people said to me, you don't need a Ziploc because
we're going to crush the whole bag.
We just munch the whole thing. And then I said, you're right. And it's less plastic. Honestly, we're trying to do things. We're really trying to do things a little different. We want to do more green. So it's just more plastic. We did put a Ziploc on our cacao covered grounds because we didn't think people would eat, you know, that'd be the kind of thing. It's kind of a little more sweet.
That's right. If you're a hardcore keto paleo, I might want to trickle.
Exactly.
Like actually, I think Vinny says it when he's competing, there is very rare they'll use a little sugar in their diet, but if they do, he calls it sugar trickling. It's very, very small amounts because you don't want to get a crazy, you know, glycemic spike.
They're actually, I forgot. It's just 2 grams of sugar per serving or something like that. In the other ones,
I will order some. I will try it.
I'm going to send you some. You don't have to order. When they come in, I'm going to send you some. Don't worry about
that. Thank you, man. Oh, they haven't been released yet then. That's just on the site for pre-order?
Yeah, it's not even pre-order yet. We had a few bags we sent out to people to let them try them out. And
nice.
Sold a couple bags. And we have a shipment that's coming in hopefully Monday of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and Amelia, that might get my girlfriend to eat these more too, because I've had her experience. She doesn't like anything spicy, and she's not a nut fan. She does not eat any nuts,
It
totally affects my relationship. Anyway,
yeah.
I had to go there. I had to go there. But the point is, I was like, well, maybe a little when she's having a glass of wine. I've always told her, like, I want her to offset that sugar load. So having some fatty, some nice nutrient-rich fattiness, you know, like a nut to snack on versus just like cheese or something could offset a little bit. So I might be able to get her to go on that. She's not a big sweet gut person though either. She doesn't eat a lot of chocolate, but it sounds like you're very casual with the cacao and that little bit of sugar.
We made it as little amount of sugar as we possibly could.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's
and what what is your sugar source?
This is coconut palm sugar.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, sugar. I'm not gonna.
Vinny talks about it all the time. He's like, listen, your body does not know the difference between the sugar. Granted, it is nice to know it's coming from a clean, good source, not something manufactured crap. But in the end, hormonally, your leptin and ghrelin levels, your body doesn't know. It's like, dude, a sugar is a sugar, bro. Like,
exactly. We're not trying to pull. It's coconut sugar, and that's what's available there for us in the Philippines.
Cool.
It's great, but it's sugar. So
you are doing all of this in the Philippines before it comes back here. They come back here bulk, already seasoned or whatever, you flavored or whatever, and then you do your final packaging here?
No, I have it all packaged over there.
Wow. So you're actually helping the Filipino economy as well. You're employing people.
Yeah, we've created so many jobs over there.
I was going to say, man, because you're employing them from a farming perspective. I didn't realize, I thought you were just doing what a lot of companies do logistically. They just ship everything back in a container.
No, no. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. But no, we're doing it all over there.
Cool. So, now, obviously, due to customs, you are still technically shipping them back in a shipping container because, obviously, you know, once they've already been packaged and done to your protocols.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to ship a container. And then a lot of times it costs us a lot of money, but we want the freshest product, people. So we try to move our product. We try to keep a fresh supply coming in. We'll actually pay to fly stuff over here. If we
nice.
Have
to. Wow. Yeah. Well, so I mean, are you at the level yet where you're literally filling a shipping container yet? And what I'm talking about for our listeners, if you've never seen a shipping container, it's like, it's basically a small truck. I mean, it's big. So
yeah, we're buying tons now at this point. Yeah. Yeah.
And now naturally the culture, the trees, everything over there, the pili trees, those, it's a sustainable product. Like you're
absolutely.
Not,
yeah. Yeah. They're not harvesting the tree or anything. So they're just taking the fruit off the tree.
And this species of tree makes that many seeds? Cause that's what it is. It's a seed. So
it's essentially a seed. Yeah. So, some of these trees that they're going out in the forest, these trees are, you know, 100 years old. They're huge, man. And you know, they'll get lots of pili nuts off them.
Wow.
The stuff that's being farmed right now, it takes, you know, 7 years to, once you plant a tree, for it to actually start to produce. So the stuff that's being farmed is not producing anything like what these wild old trees are producing. And one of the cool things about the pili nut is the magnesium, the phosphorus, the calcium, the zinc, manganese.
You got thiamine, phosphorus, magnesium, copper, manganese. Wow, 20% magnesium, 89 milligrams. Wow.
That's crazy. And I, you know, it's coming from that wild source nuts that are grown in that rich volcanic soil. And I think the first, in the beginning, when they start farming these, maybe they're going to be as healthy. But I think if you did a nutrient profile, you know, 15 years from now, those farm trees are definitely not going to be.
Oh, absolutely.
The same as these wild
ones. You're going wild, man. You're going 100 plus year old trees or however they are. I mean, a manufactured farm, so to speak, that's going to go back and plant them. They're all younger trees. They haven't rooted deep into the soils. Plus, where are they planting them? All of Philippines can't be all volcanic soil these days. So
not most. Yeah. But this area, the region where they grow definitely is. But, you know, and that's another thing. People say they're not organic. And I'm like, no, of course not. They're better than organic. And really, what about pesticides? How many people have you seen walking through the forest or the jungle spraying random trees with pesticides?
Yeah,
it just doesn't happen. So if they're getting farmed, then they are getting fertilized and they are getting sprayed. Even though it may be organic spray, organic fertilizer, they are getting that.
Okay. But obviously, when you're in the wild, man. Like Mother Nature's doing her own whatever she wants to do.
I was telling Vinny about this. You know, it's kind of like walnuts in the South. They grow in people's backyards. They grow, you know, in the forest. They grow, you know, people just go out and collect them.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. I'm loving this. This is, you guys have so many positive attributes of your business. It's like ridiculous.
I went to a region where nobody really goes, and I don't even want to talk about it because all these competitions trying to copy me and didn't find.
Oh yeah, dude, keep some of your stuff secret, man.
And I went, and so I just went to this special region to look for more suppliers, and I said, you know, hey, can you find me a farm? No. They couldn't find me a farm in the region to show me a farm. They're all gathering wild. I was like, this is perfect. So we're gonna get them from you guys.
Yeah, this is awesome. And actually for our YouTube listeners, for our regular listeners, if you go back and find the YouTube video for this on my Live the Fuel channel, like this last part here, I'm sharing. Again, you guys can go right to eatpillynuts.com and just scroll down and see this, but this is like the Earth's perfect nut. And he bullet points all the positive attributes of why to, you know, utilize eatpillynuts. So this is a great piece on your site. I love it when you put education right out there and you're not hiding anything.
And we're going to do a bunch more on that, actually. We really want it. We really want people to know about it. And we want people to know about the people that are involved with it.
Yeah, I would love to see. You said you were talking about, you know, growing your YouTube content. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, like, obviously language barriers aside, but incorporate some of, like, that whole employee type role.
Absolutely.
Like, that'd be powerful, man. Like, a story of one of these families that lives there or their lives have been changed by your business, stuff like that. That's powerful, man. People want to see
it. It is. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it and bullshit you. Some of the lives of the people in the Philippines are pretty rough.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm very familiar with them. One of the companies I used to work for in the late 90s is still around. They've changed names a couple of times, but they're a call center company.
Yeah.
And now they have a huge, like, two buildings over there of call center world, and they don't get paid squat.
Nothing.
So that's why guys, the outsourcing industry is not good.
They do good. They do good compared to these people that are farming them. So we're trying to, you know, raise the standard. So the people that are shucking them, that are harvesting them, we want to be able to create enough clout, so to speak, in the industry where we can go in and say, no, this is how they have to be treated. This is what they need. They need to be paid this amount of money.
Well, and I got to give you a shout out here because back when you first were sending me the samples, I was trying to tweet you because I tweet Vinny shows all the time and you weren't on Twitter yet. I see you.
I'm
came
on
through.
There now. I just saw it.
There you go. Yeah. So real quick call to action to our listeners, guys. Again, eatpillynuts.com. If you don't remember all this, go to the website and just click on the little logos on his site for the different social media. But he's on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Yep. And right now he's only got 11 followers because the Twitter following feed is very,
just
very new.
It.
So we got to blow
just
that up.
Started. Please.
So please do that. You know, please and thank you. I mean, Instagram, he's had that for a little while. He's already got 1,916 followers already. So you're definitely growing that quick. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going.
We're gonna blow this up, man. Don't worry. This is what podcasting is.
Right. I gotta tell you, I didn't even have a smartphone until last year, man. So
you gotta give into the tech a little bit for business. I'm sorry. I'm sure that hurt for you. So
it did hurt. It did hurt.
Yeah. No, I'm loving this guy, man. So and actually, I just realized I got about 20 minutes and then I got to head out to go coach some CrossFit tonight. So actually, I have a 20-minute drive to go there. So this has been powerful. I want to, if your game, if there's going to be another major metamorphosis this year in the business, let's keep in touch on that because I want to bring you back on and just see how maybe towards the end of the year or later this year or whatever, or you have another big launch because it's about keeping regular education cycling and a healthy company like this and a healthy business model you're doing, I'm loving it. So you're always going to be welcome back on, man.
And I wanted to throw this out there because we talked about it before we got on the podcast is, you know, every box that comes out of Hunter Gatherer Natural Foods is a recycled box.
Yeah, our YouTube listeners, there's tons of boxes behind them back there, dude. Those are all repurposed.
Yeah, all repurposed. I just went and gathered a bunch. I got to bring them over to the warehouse and drop them off. But everything gets grabbed. We grab them from stores, friends of ours, and you can ask any of the stores that we sell to, they come in random boxes. We put a sticker on there of our name and that's it.
I felt guilty because my order wasn't big enough to go into a box. You guys use the, you know, priority mail because you can't really maybe you did reuse this because you had packaging tape on it.
We didn't reuse that.
Okay. I don't think they allow it.
So we don't do any of the crap packaging, extra stuff.
No.
Shiny, no bubble.
Dude, your bags are strong enough, man. Chuck it and go. Yeah. Chuck
exactly.
and go.
And they're filled with nitrogen, so unless they pop. Yeah.
All right. Well, so this has been a great episode, dude. I mean, we've been chatting for a little while actually now. Almost 50 minutes.
Right on.
So I do need to get to the CrossFit. I know I want to get you back to running and growing your business. We did chat. And I'm going to go ahead and just say, yes, the affiliation thing is going to be a go so I can get this out on the site. Because your show will launch in a couple of weeks. So I want to be able to blow you guys up where I can and also give back to our listeners. So when they hear this and you guys want to try it, is anybody using the code FUEL yet for you guys? FUEL?
Oh, that's yours. That's yours.
All right, dude.
Yeah, all caps. All caps.
So there you go. To our listeners, just like we do with the Villa Capelli olive oil, if you go to his website and you use the code FUEL, FUEL, that'll be 10% for our listeners. You guys will get 10% off to be able to try these amazing, super healthy fats, amazing source of magnesium nut from the Philippines. And you're actually giving back to another whole culture, dude, in another country. Like companies with purpose. I love it.
Right so, on. And you know, we've got a sample, a trial pack on there. People don't want to spend a bunch of money just to see what they taste like. I think we send out two bags with free shipping for, you know, with your discount, it'll come out to like $13 or something.
Yeah, that's nothing, dude. Yeah. Especially with this level of health and concentration of health, it's amazing. So, Well, hey, so for your benefit, Jason, at the end of all of my shows, since you're newer to Live the Fuel, all the co-hosts have the opportunity to leave behind a powerful message, maybe their final words of the show. We've already promoted the hell out of your company, so we're rocking and roll that way. But also your messaging, it already sounds pretty powerful. Is there any kind of words or messaging that's, you know, behind everything you're doing that you want to share with our listeners that if they forget everything else they already heard on the show, they'll at least remember this about you when they leave today?
I just hope that, you know, people just know where their food's coming from and understand the people that are gathering their food because these people work hard to get the food. And we really want to give back to those folks. And just think about what you're buying and who it's for. And support small businesses, really. That's what I want to see.
Dude, that's great messaging. So there you go. To listeners, guys, know where your food's coming from. Know the people that are gathering that food for you. And basically, I'll go ahead and say partner with businesses here that are actually small businesses that are giving back to the world. I'm loving this. So hang tight. I'll give you a proper goodbye. But again, to our listeners, guys, this is what it's all about. We're here to fuel your health, your business, your lifestyle. That's eatpillynuts.com. Get out there, buy them, try them. Use our new code FUEL, F-U-E-L, for 10% off. Keep living the fired up epic life. And we'll talk to you guys again soon. Good day, Live the Fuel fans. Hey, this is Scott Mulvaney, your host and founder of Live the Fuel. I just wanted to take a couple minutes here at the end of the episode to thank you for listening and also share some resources for you. So number one, please, thank you. Thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe to the show so you can get regular your updates. I release new episodes every single week. More importantly, if you are using iTunes or you have an iTunes account, please go on to iTunes. I know it takes a few minutes to actually do this, but please submit a show review for the Live the Fuel show. It's one of the few ways we can use the system to help increase the exposure of the show. So again, if you take a moment to do that, please and thank you. All right, guys, more importantly, I want to get into some resources to help support you guys. If you go to livethefuel.com, I do have a resources guide online. It's called the Super Sevens Resources Guide. And in there, I have 21 different tips and tools just from that I've used over the past 3 to 4 years to help me get my different businesses up online, but also just health mindset-related content. But anyway, if you go on there and subscribe to my email list, you'll get that guide back to you for free. So enjoy some free content. Now, more importantly, if you're on Facebook, be sure to reach out to us and, number one, like the Live the Fuel page, but number two, join our Facebook group community called The Fuel Tank. Please submit a request and I'll be happy to welcome you into our community and help you along your journey as well. And then the last piece of this little message for you guys is our resources page. If you go to livethefuel.com/resources or just click on resources in the toolbar, I put in a number of companies on here that I've started growing relationships with that I trust and that I actually recommend. So first off is Villa Capelli. This is one of the purest olive oils that I've ever tasted. I've talked about it on the show before. So please use my discount code. If you use FUEL, F-U-E-L, at the checkout when you're on their website, you get 10% off your order. So please use that and thank you. More importantly, also in the health category in that page, you'll find a company called Pure Vitamin Club. We've actually had the founders on the show multiple times. I highly recommend this company. Please use my click-through link on the website. I don't have a lot of affiliations, but this is one that actually may give me a couple pennies back for every time people actually click through my logo for their Pure Vitamin Club on my website. So again, I highly recommend them for Pure Magnesium, Pure Vitamins, and their new B12 vitamin coming out. And the last piece of this message here is Isagenics, guys. Not everybody is into nutritional companies, supplementation, but many, many people are because our food is nutrient deficient. And we've talked about this from a health perspective before. So again, if you guys are looking for a change in your lifestyle, heck, even just for a side hustle business, but more importantly, just healthy lifestyle changes, please consider reaching out to me. I have Isagenics linked on there, but please feel free to private message me or set up a time on my scheduler on the website. And I'll be happy to talk to you more about this and consider working with me and my team. I'd love helping people get healthier. All right, guys, last piece of this message here is business related. If you look in the business category on there, because we do talk about health, business, and lifestyle, I do have a couple other companies in here. AWeber. AWeber is the best when it comes to email marketing. So please use my link there. I use it for all of my clients and all of my email marketing. There's a lot of different sources out there, but these guys are awesome. And more importantly, all of my IT, all of my website hosting, everything now goes through a company called Singularis IT. I mountain bike and road bike with the owner, Simone. He's been on the show as well. Good people, great technology. Highly recommend them for outsourcing your IT solutions. They're freaking phenomenal. So anyway, guys, I just want to again thank you for listening. Please use these tips, tricks. Please visit livethefuel.com. Check out the resources page. Get that e-guide for free by hopping on the email list. And go to the Fuel Tank on Facebook and join our community. I'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up, epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.